Well, hello, everyone. We are opening up this week's inbox as we close out the show, and I have John Thomas with me. John, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey.
Hey, good to hear your voice and not just see your pen on the page. We always love having you. Well, we've got a brief question this week for you, but one that is really loaded. And so hopefully you're going to be able to infuse some wisdom and hope for this person. I am hoping. I mean, when I read this, I was like, hopefully this person is just kind of asking this rhetorically, but it sounds like they're really discouraged. So
okay,
let's see what you have to say.
Okay.
They say, I have had trouble finding even the smallest of jobs for my entire adult life. I've tried my best in school and always made a lot of effort to be diligent. But despite this, it seems that I have no place where I can make the world a better place. Do you think that my mission on earth is to do nothing? Has God really created me to be useless?
Well, I think this is probably written at a pretty down moment. And I think, you know, we all kind of struggle with that at different times in valleys that we're going through. I wonder, first of all, how long they're considering this search being their entire adult life. You know, if this is someone who is 50, then I might consider this maybe a little bit more serious than someone who has just been out of college for a few months or even a year or more. But I do have some thoughts. I hope to maybe offer a little encouragement. Obviously, no, God has not created you nor anyone to be useless. We all have been made for a fulfilling calling or vocation or ministry or life, whatever you want to call it. But here's what I want this person to understand, and anybody who kind of has struggled with this at different times. Having trouble finding a job does not equate to being created by God to be useless. We all go through those times. We all have times when we maybe can't find work or something doesn't feel right about the season of life that we're in. The first thing that happens to us, those of us who are believers, is it seems like as we go immediately to the character of God and we bring that into question. And I think that's something that the enemy uses. You know, I haven't found a job and therefore God is not who he says he is. He made a mistake in creating me and somehow I slipped through God's grand design as a mistake. So here's what I suggest to this writer and to anybody who kind of is facing something like this. Let's change the conversation. Let's start with who God is and who he says he is. And so instead of looking at the circumstances and saying, well, God forgot about me and created me as useless, let's start with what we know is true about God. God, you say, I am your beloved child. You said that you're my friend. You said that you haven't left me alone, that you love me perfectly, that there never has been nor ever will be anyone who is more kind to me and more decent to me and more supportive of me and more helpful to me than you are. So start there. God, you have a perfect plan for me. God said all of these things about himself and about me and a lot more. So that settles the God question about who he is and what his plans are for me. And there's lots of scriptures that we could reference there. So this isn't a question about his character or his love for me. So this becomes more of an adventure of discovery on what it is he made for me. Did he make me for something? Yes. So what is it? So we start that process of the journey. So we keep turning over rocks, and we keep looking, and we keep asking God for guidance, and we learn to hear his voice, and we, in the meantime, strive for 100% obedience and repenting when we fail and get up and move on to the next thing. And then we take another step, and then we pray, and then we listen, and we take a step of faith. And it's a rhythm that we get ourselves into with him and try to then take these steps of faith in the way that he's leading us. So I wrote about this a bit ago, and I want to remind listeners of this again. I was in my late 20s. I had a bachelor's degree. I was engaged, and I had years of work experience, and I was without a job. and I could not find a good, fulfilling job. And so I was doing childcare for my niece. I was cleaning homes for my brothers and sisters, and that was humbling, and that was difficult, but I was trying to be faithful in the little opportunities and the little things that God provided for me in the waiting. And so I want to encourage this person to, A, think differently about who God is, and B, take what's offered and be faithful in that little thing, and trust God who sees a much larger picture than you can see about your life. So really, finding work is not that hard. Finding work that we want to do and we enjoy doing is a little bit harder. So let's be faithful in the stuff that maybe doesn't bring all the quite, you know, excitement that we hoped it would, and trust God that He's doing something bigger than we can see in that. And understand that absolutely God has made you for His purposes. Now we just got to find out what it is.
Sure. Great. Well, good thoughts there. I think too, if this person, I just tend to think that if this person is a millennial, they can easily fall prey to that kind of the curse that has come upon millennials, that there has to be this amazing calling or amazing mission. And if you're not in that by the time you're 21, then you've gotten off track, you know. And we see so many that are looking to get involved, whether it's in missions or in some kind of social justice pursuit or something. And if it's not, you know, they can't just go to an 8-to-5 job. And if they do, you know, what's wrong with them? And I think God can grow us through that and really understand that there are many ways that we could serve Him in many different places.
In fact, Lisa, it's almost a necessity. If you look at the people in Scripture, if you look at the ones that God, you know, used for this and that, whatever they were, virtually all of them have to experience this season of training and getting to know who God is and what He's about and what He's like. Mm-hmm. You see that with Moses, you see that with David, you see that with Saul, who became Paul. You know, these extended seasons of what must have felt very pointless.
Yeah.
And yet, God was at work in all of that to do something in their heart that prepared them for the thing. So,
right.
You know, it's only in the last few seconds of history that we think we ought to get that when we're 21.
Right, yeah. I mean, Joseph was in prison. So
if you look at Joseph's preparation, right. It really was not fun at all.
Yeah. So until you sit in prison for 2 years, which may be the job you're currently in, I had a few jobs
that
I felt were similar to that experience.
Bottom of a well.
Right.
How many jobs like that have I had?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, John, for weighing in on this
one. My pleasure.
Very, very good. So folks, write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future and certainly hopefully give you some hope for the situation that you are in. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.